Hey guys, I'm Tanasia Monet, and you are now tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 12 of Talks with T, the podcast. This is the last episode of the year, and I am so sad, but so very happy because there's so much more coming. So I'm sad to be not podcasting for the rest of 2019, but 2020 is going to turn up, like turn all the way up. So guys, after this episode is done and we get into the three P's, we are going to talk about what's to come, and we're going to talk about how you could support Talks with T, the podcast. Continually support, because you guys are so amazing and the support you've already given. So this episode is called The Three P's, and the three P's are pressure, process, and product. So we all should know the definition of these words. The pressure is heavy and the process ain't sweet, but the product is going to be worth it. So I just want to talk about a little bit about my pressures. I love to be able to relate this podcast to myself so that I could be relatable to you guys as my listeners. We are all millennials. I'm 25, turning 26, December 30th. And, you know, we all experience these things. Like, we are all dealing with pressure, the process, and, you know, striving to reach to the final product. So the times that I've experienced the most pressure, as we could all probably relate to, is meeting deadlines, meeting financial goals, and if you are in school, some school deadlines. Like, it could feel really overwhelming and get you to the place where you feel a lot of anxiety. And I know myself, like, when I'm under a lot of pressure, it is like I'm on coffee overload, you know? I do a lot of, like, I would say venting to the people that I love. Thank God for them that they have to listen sometimes, because they are so patient. But when I'm under pressure, you know, I go through a lot of things in my head that's like, oh my God, I have to do this. Oh my God, I have to do this. You know, and that's why I want to relate back to episode 11. It's so important that when you may face pressures that you write things down. And that's what I was saying, for you guys to write things down. Get a book that you can write things down, so when you're under pressure, instead of holding it in your brain, that you could sort it all out into a piece of paper or into a journal. Not just in our business lives that we need to be healthy as far as dealing with pressures and organization, but in our personal lives, right? Because as us people, hold a lot of things on our brain. We hold a lot of things in our heart, especially for all my young millennials that are parents, you know, that my parents out there that are, you know, parents, wives, husbands. There's a lot of things that you are responsible for that surpasses beyond just yourself. So that is usually how I deal with my pressure. I talk to my friends. I work out a lot. I go exercise, especially when I'm under a lot of pressure. I'll just go and go crazy in the gym and, you know, let go of some of that anxiety that way, because that is the one thing as humans we are not going to escape. We are not going to escape the pressures of life. It is always going to exist. While we're here, when we're gone, our kids, their kids are going to have to deal with the pressures of life. It's never going to leave. But there are ways that we can handle it. And there are ways that we can turn that pressure into something that becomes a really beautiful experience. Because it doesn't always have to be pressure, I'm stressed. Right? Because if you are a business owner like I am, the pressure is what usually makes you work harder, because you're under pressure and you like, okay, I gotta feed myself. I gotta make sure, you know, my business partners eat. I gotta make sure we all eat. We are in this together. I gotta make sure if you have employees, if you have people working under you, we all have to eat. We all have to get it done. So those are the pressures that we ask for as entrepreneurs, because we are literally running our own ship. And running your own ship is a lot of heavy pressure. It's a lot of heavy pressure. Like, I'm an entrepreneur, a podcaster, a friend, a daughter, a sister. you know, I'm a lot of things in life and a student, you know? So the pressure for me, it's like I'm used to it because, I mean, as a student, it shows in my work. I always save things for the last minute. Yeah. I'm gonna work on that next semester. But that pressure, usually when I'm under that pressure, I push the best work out. Like, I do my best work under pressure. So pressure can be great for some, can be a negative for others, but we have to find our middle ground of how we balance that pressure. Process is our second P. There is no win without a process. And that's the one thing in life we will never escape. Going through your process makes you equipped to win and make it through. After the process comes is the beautiful product. So we're going to stick to the process. In my journey, I am, as I told you guys in the last episode, I am 5 months a full-time entrepreneur. No 9-to-5. No boss. No schedule of someone else's. My schedule is my own. And through that process and that transition, I had to do a lot of like self-analysis. So I have realized I have a problem and I struggle with time management. So that is why I need to apply lists. I need to apply a schedule, a very strict schedule for myself. And that's what I'm working on. What schedule works for Tanasia? What can Tanasia do and what can she not do? What does she want to do and what doesn't she want to do? I don't like waking up very early. My early wake up is like a 7 a.m., maybe a 6:30. Some people's early wake up is a 5 a.m. And that one I'm going to pray about. For all y'all crazy folks, that 5 a.m. is serious. But I get up early enough to be able to handle my business. But sometimes, you know, I take my time, you know, I move a little slow, but that is a part of my process. And without understanding and self-reflecting, you really are not able to grow. So in my process comes self-reflection. In my process comes self-correction, okay? Reflection ain't a good reflection if you ain't correcting it, all right? That is the nugget, because if you are reflecting, you realize, like, I have an issue with this. I have an issue with this. I have an issue with this. But you're just going to stay with your issues. Then what's the point of the reflection? There really isn't if you're not going to correct yourself, right? So we got to get to that place where we could reflect, allow others to give us feedback, because a lot of times we don't really even see ourselves. And then do the correction, do the work that it takes to correct that. In the process, you know, there's a lot of things that I feel us as people, as millennials, we have to accept the process. There is no shortcut. There is no way around the struggles of life. There is no way around the pressures of life. There is no way around the tragedies in life. We just have to get really content and cool with it, and okay with it. You know, we got to get okay with these things are going to happen. But how am I going to navigate through them so that I can reach the final P, which is the product? How am I going to navigate through my pressure? How am I going to navigate through my process? How am I going to get to the final product? How am I going to get to what is in front of me, what's ahead of me, that win? Whatever I'm working hard as hell for, how am I going to get there? So we just got to be okay with that and be like, yo, it's cool. Like, people always say this to me all the time. I was supposed to graduate in 2015. By society standards. And I, for a minute, it was just like, dang, that process, bro. Like, I don't want to go to college for 4 years straight. So I took time off. I did a non-traditional route of schooling. You know, I got so much real life experience, which makes me so qualified for a lot of things on paper, that as far as a degree, because I don't have it yet, which I am a few months out, woo woo. Okay, class of 2020. But whatever the case is, people will be like, dang, shorty, you've been in school forever. Like, forever, ever. And I'm like, yeah, but it's my process. And I take pride now in being a non-traditional student. Because guess what? I didn't have the money laying around. My mom didn't have the means to take out loans for me. So I said to myself, you know what? Instead of putting that burden on my family and making my mom go through that process with me, this is a burden and also a triumph that I'm going to take on for myself. And I did that. Did that. Got myself through college. Did that. That process, not easy. Never has been easy, you know? It weighs on you. Because you feel like, especially if anybody that is my listeners and that is in college right now, they know, like, it's but so much you can do once you're in your semester. So you kind of feel a little bit, like, trapped. And that's a process. I'm content and I am, you know, accepting that my process is very different. And we all have to accept that. Our processes are different. Whatever you may be going through or whatever your process may be, don't let nobody tell you, oh, why you not doing this? Why you don't have kids yet? Why you not married yet? If you listen to the rest of my episodes, maybe you got to start at episode one, because we could go through a whole plethora of topics where I'm like, let those people know, set that ass down, sit down. Like, we are the drivers of our own ship. Drive your own ship and mind your business. Mind your business. Don't judge someone else's process. That's very disrespectful. Sit down and shut up. I had to get and go off because if there is people that do this to other people, you are not being productive to this person's final product. So stop. Stop. You know, it's not nice. We all have the ability and the rights to have our own journey and take our own path. And that's why, listen, people get pregnant young. Yo, congratulations. Like, I'm going to tell you congratulations no matter what. Because whatever God has for you or whatever you believe has for you, it's for you. You know, no matter how you get there, that process, that road doesn't have to always be a straight one. Some people's roads curve. And guess what? That curve don't mean you're not going to end up at a beautiful product. That curve just means you're taking a different direction than your homeboy or your homegirl. And that's okay. Like, what we need to do is look at our product and not look at other people's. When you start to look at other people's lives, other people's product process, and other people's product, that could steer you off the path of your own. Because now you're trying to live up to what they're doing. You're trying to, you know, do what they're doing. I'm going to be Forbes 30 under 30. That's my affirmation. I'm going to make millions of dollars. That's my affirmation. I'm going to do these things. But these things that I'm going to do, whatever time they come, that is in my plan. That is in God's plan. That is in the process for me, for Tanasia, and that product, and however and whenever it comes, it will come. And so the same for you, my listeners, my beautiful, amazing listeners. If you're on this podcast tuning in, love you. Hear my voice when I say this. This process is about you. This journey is about you. Going into 2020 and whatever you're letting go and leaving here, and whatever you're going to do in 2020, let that be stated right now. Like, make whatever vows to yourself that you're not going to compare yourself to other people, that you're not going to look at someone else's process, that you're not going to down yourself for the fact that your process maybe don't look like your homeboy, homegirl, grandma or grandpa or mom or dad, because it never will be. You are who you are. I am who I am. My parents took one path and I'm taking one path. And I'm not going to judge them for the path they took, but I'm going to embrace what I'm doing. And that's that on that. Okay, so let's get real savage about understanding our process is nobody else's. It is our own. It is unique to you and to me. And the final P is product. This is the place we all want to be. And sometimes too fast, right? As we just talked about. The product feels amazing once we experience the pressures of life and the process of our journey. The final product, y'all. The final product is whatever it is when you feel you got to it. And whatever that sense of accomplishment or that sense of, damn, I did it, nigga, I made it, whatever that is, let it be that and enjoy it and embrace it and share it with me because I want to hear about it. You know, this is a journey. This podcast is a journey. I am growing along with you. Okay. I am going through your process, your pressure, and your product with you. So I want to hear, how did this podcast help you get to that? How did I help you get to that? Or how did you just take in the initiative for yourself to get to that? The process, the pressure is heavy, but the product is worth it. Stay on that journey, y'all. Stay on your own journey, okay? If you got to take a fast from social media, I tell people this all the time. Maybe you need to stay back, put your phone on do not disturb. Look at it a few less times and spend time loving on your own life. J. Cole said it best. No life is better than yours. Love yours. No, nobody's life is better than your own. So love your own. Love what you have. Love your process and share it. Encourage other people. You know, my story is crazy. One day I have to do a video, or you guys will probably catch me one day on Essence. All right, I'm dragging it, but I'm not. Because God, what God has done for me, where God has brought me through for these past couple of years, I am actually really proud to wrap this rest of this year up, wrap this podcast up with this topic, because it is so amazing. And before I started recording, I said a prayer and I asked God to allow whatever he wants you guys to know to flow through me. And that is exactly what is happening. Always. I always pray before I speak to God's people. I believe in that. Because I'm just being a mouthpiece being used. But in reality, we're all able to be used by a higher spirit, a higher being. And whatever energy that is coming through me is going to resonate with you. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to be used. I'm so grateful that my listeners are tuning in. I'm so grateful to be able to be a person that is impactful and influential in that way. And God is amazing. You guys are amazing. This podcast has been freaking fun. So much fun. And I'm so ready to go into the next few episodes, the next few weeks with you guys in 2020. The last point I wanted to make is there is a system in order to all things in life. And this is usually the formula to get you to that win. Pressure plus process equals product. This episode hit for me too. It is very bittersweet because I love talking to you guys. But we will be back, all right? January the 9th, we will be back. And I just want you guys to tune in, share with a friend. If you have yet to go to Apple Podcasts, the link is in my bio. If you follow me on Instagram, the link is in my bio. Go on Anchor. It'll show you more platforms where you could view Talks with T, the podcast. Click on Apple Podcasts, or if you have it on your phone, great. Look up Talks with T, the podcast. And leave me a review, leave me a rating, and subscribe to the podcast so that you can, you know, keep up with whatever's happening next. There's going to be so more. There's so much more. There's going to be so many more amazing and exciting things. And I'm going to do my last Tea Tells. I haven't done it for a few episodes, but I'm going to do a Tea Tells right now. We're just going to get right into it. So Tea Tells, for anyone that does know, is we talk about one thing that we're proud of, one thing that we're not so proud of in our improvement vow. And this is a great way to end the episode. I'm almost emotional, but we're going to be back. I'm just really emotional about this because this is my baby. But so one thing that I'm proud of for this year is my transition, my growth, my dedication, determination to really believe and bet on myself. And you know, you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, that's something that I'm always pushing. Bet on yourself. If you don't bet on nobody else, bet on you. That is the best place you can be at, where you take a bet on yourself, because that's the only thing that separates you from someone else, is you betting on yourself. Something that I'm not so proud of is, let me think. Something that I'm not so proud of probably is not doing Talks to See the Podcast sooner. I'm not so proud of that, but I'm really happy I did. But, you know, for the right time and the right season, it's here. We are here. So, and my improvement vow is to make sure that I give you guys full packed episodes, interviews, amazing information, content that is usable, applicable to your lives to make you better, because this is a self-improvement podcast. We are going to get better on here. And if you think you made it, I don't know if this is the podcast for you. If you think that you've arrived at your best, because every day is a process to self-improve. Every day. We never stop improving until we are gone. And that's not your day today if you're listening. So if you're still here and you're still with me and you are tuned in to Talks with T, the podcast, you are here and you are able to improve. Okay? Love you guys so much. Thank you guys for tuning in to every episode 1 to 12. It has been a ride. I will catch y'all back in 2020. Don't forget, January 9th, we'll be back. I'm going to keep you guys updated with whatever's new. I'm going to launch a website. I'm going to launch some merch. I'm going to have a few events. It's going to be a jam-packed and fun year. During my process to get to my product, I need you guys, and I want you guys to be a part of this journey with me, which is why I started the podcast in the first place. So catch y'all next year. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you so much. Happy New Year.